The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Yes, of course. Let me take your minds back. But before we do that, do you know for the day already, at around 10 o'clock this morning, we had about four murders in the country by 10 a.m. From midnight to 10 a.m., we had four murders, including the gruesome murder of a four-year-old girl in Arauca. You all know that? Four murders and more. Then the woman who got killed somewhere down Southland, she went in the car. And then the woman who stabbed up, the 25-year-old woman who stabbed up a 19-year-old common law husband. Problems there. Then let me take your minds back a bit. My phone lines are blazing and I welcome all my phone calls, but I have to talk to someone now. Do you all remember it was December month, if memory serves me correct? Closer to Christmas, the Courts mega store on the highway, there was a shooting in the car park where I think three persons died. Was five persons shot, three died. Well, I am going to chat with Charisse and Nathan. Or just Charisse. All right. Charisse is on with me. Charisse is the relative of one of the victims that was shot on that fateful day. All right. The story. Okay. I'm trying to get the story here now, because I want to remind you all that. But nevertheless, barring that, one of the victims that was shot on that day is a 32-year-old gentleman by the name of Nathan Peer. All right, he's currently praying for what is known as a miracle. Now, an unlucky accidental victim of the shooting in December 2023 has left this man paralyzed. He's unable to afford a commodity such as a wheelchair that he's so dire in need of. Of course, he can't leave on his own and leave the house to go. He had to solicit the help of neighbors and other relatives to help him. Now, three people died. I think it was two. I can't remember, but I know it was multiple deaths. All right. He is now saying he has sleepless nights. He's in constant pain. This entire situation has mashed up his life. He's pleading for help from the public at this time. He's from Chumacac, a residence, and he highlights the glaring failures of the police, the state-run social safety net, government ministries, individual MPs and local government councillors to provide, in a timely manner, the most basic care. With his eerie echoes of the case of Ryan Rampersad, a Sealots resident, also left paralyzed after involving a police officer in 2013, this matter also a sign that state entities are not improving when it comes to serving the people. Charisse, are you there?
Hello there.
Hello, Charisse. How are you?
I'm good.
Charisse, welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM.
Hi.
I am sorry that we are meeting under such conditions, but nevertheless, your story is one that I want to hear. So, let's start off by who you are, your relation to Mr. Nathan Peer.
My relation, I'm his girlfriend.
You're Nathan Peer's girlfriend. All right. Girlfriend, child mother, baby mommy.
Girlfriend.
Any kids with him?
I have no.
Okay.
He doesn't have any kids.
You all don't have any kids?
I have two kids.
You have two kids. Right. So, Charisse, let's talk about that day. Were you there when this shooting happened?
No, I was not.
Can you give me your, in your recollection, the events of that day?
Um, how I was, he was home, mm-hmm. he was about to cook.
Mm-hmm.
He said that's how he was going to come back. And by the time I watched on the news, I saw it. And at that time, they did put that it was a robbery and it had a fake gun. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yes.
So I was like in total loss because I wasn't expecting much less for him to be shoot, but to hear that kind of headline. And so I was in complete loss. And so I ended up having to go to Mount Hope Hospital that day. And that's where it started.
Nathan, the person
when I reached,
go ahead.
When I reached to the hospital, I wasn't allowed to see him. Neither were the police officers too, because he was in a very serious state. It's only until the next day I could have, well, I didn't even get a call that he came out of surgery or did surgery. Only until the next day I found out everything.
Cherise, the stories we got, right, is that Nathan, the people that was shot in the car park on that ill-fated, I think it was the 19th of December 2023. Memory serves me correct. The 17th, yes, right. The 17th. I know it was somewhere close.
Careful, she's frozen there.
Did he know the siblings that were shot and killed?
Yes, he do.
Did he go with them to Courts Megastore?
I don't know, to be honest.
So to this day, you and Nathan have not spoken about this incident as to what is his involvement, how he became to be at that location?
To my knowing, I don't believe that all of them went down in the same car. So I don't know exactly if he went down with them because there was more than one car.
Do you know what they went for? Do you know what was the reason that they went? Was he part of a vigilante group? What I'm asking, was he part of a vigilante group that went to sort to get refunded from monies that was paid by the siblings for furniture and stuff like that? This is the story in the socials, eh? Allegedly. Now, the police officer has since then been charged with murder. He's mm-hmm. now facing a murder charge, multiple murder charges. And wounding with intent mm-hmm. and ammunition. He's facing this. He's before the courts right now. But I'm asking you, it was said mm-hmm. that this said officer would have taken money from them, promising them furniture. Now, we know it has have them backdoor deals. Eh? I am familiar with them. People are familiar with it. You know, Trini, we love a good deal. Mm-hmm. I went and buy two tires for a car driving this afternoon here because I had a little problem. And I begging the man for a deal. The man gave me the deal. I started crying. And he gave me the deal. So we like a good deal. Is it that he was part of a so-called vigilante group going to courts to help or assist the siblings that were shot and killed in retrieving money? Do you know anything of this?
No.
He has never spoken to you about this privately even after he came out of the hospital?
No.
All right. These type of questions I'm asking you, it doesn't bother you. Are you interested to know the facts or you just want to get it? What is your stance on this right now?
With the whole incident?
Yes,
I reached out to the papers to see if I could have got help to make him a little comfortable because the social welfare and stuff like that was taking a while and I was not able to work because I have to take care of him, so that is why I reach out through the papers.
Well, first and foremost, I want to commend you. You sound pretty young. I will imagine, I don't know your age, but I want to commend you for, you know, not abandoning this gentleman. Because based on what I read, he was the caregiver along with you, providing and bringing in money. And here it is, because of a shooting incident, no fault of his own, he is now left paralyzed for life, but never be able to walk again. Mm-hmm. He cannot work. You all went to the social welfare division seeking assistance. When you got there, what happened?
So, the social welfare?
Yes.
The social welfare office?
Yeah, when you got there, what happened?
Well, I explained to them the situation and they told me how I could have signed up for the disability alone. Then after about in March, I sat back, because they told me I started to wait a 3 months period. After in March, I started to call them, and but I didn't have enough funds. So every time I go, it was a different story. It wasn't the proper day or some other thing. I end up having to call the counselor and the PM, but they gave me hampered, and it's only until the news picked up the story that the counselor actually started to take us serious.
Is he paralyzed from the neck down, the waist down?
Waist down.
So he have mobility in his arms, his neck movements. He could sit up on his own?
No, he can't sit up on his own.
He can't. So he's in constant pain?
Yeah. And because his spinal cord was severed, he will be in pain for the rest of his life. He'll be in nerve pain, hip pain, all sorts of stuff.
This is, people doesn't understand when, you know, the person gets shot, they're stable, they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't realize the trauma that a person's life goes through thereafter, you know, when they have these kind of shootings. Now, let me ask you this. The counselor, you said, you went to the counselor initially, you got nothing. You went to social.
The counselor.
Who you went to first? Give me the chain.
I went to the counselor and the PM.
When you went, the PM?
The PM, the
You went to the prime minister? The MP, I mean, the MP?
No, the MP, sorry.
Right. Who is the MP for your area?
Hines.
Right. Repeat it again, who is the MP?
Hines.
Waste of time. Okay, so who you went to first? You went to the counselor, and...
I called the counselor first, and she told me she was in a meeting.
Right. Did she
ever... So I end up...
Did she get back to you since? No.
She got back onto me after a while. Her secretary called me about 2 days after, and then after about last week, she called me to collect a hamper.
Now tell me what a hamper gonna do for you, boy. I mean, I being real, we talking real. Better you get a food card where you could have a continuous sustenance.
I try to hook up a food card, but every time I go, everyone at the front desk of the social welfare have a different answer. So at one moment, somebody will tell me I cannot get it because I apply for disability. One moment, they will tell me yes. Just my baby, I'm coming. So every time I go, and more than one occasion, people told me I could not have signed up the food card because I was getting disability.
Are you currently collecting disability?
No, I'm not.
So you're
I
not.
Just signed up for it in January.
And up to now, you haven't received one single cent. Did they tell you how much money you could get from the disability?
I believe is $1,800.
Now, $1,800 to sustain a family of four of y'all?
Mm-hmm.
$1,800 to sustain a family of four. You all have what type of bills do you all have?
All lights, internet. I have to carry my kids on them to school, groceries. Well, he needs pampers and wipes. Mm-hmm. He has school clinic therapy, mm-hmm, and counseling.
And $1,800 is what the government is willing to offer you. Now he needs constant care 24. Because he can't do things for himself, and left alone could be tragic for him. If there's any emergencies, he can't run out of the house, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
So you went to the counselor and they eventually get back to you. Only when you went to the papers and give them your story, they call you and give you a hamper. A food hamper. You get one food hamper. Correct? You got one. You got one food hamper. Yes.
Yes. The first day I called the PM, she actually did come and drop a hamper for me, but for the counselor, she gave me the hamper last week.
All right. So the counselor gave you a hamper last week, and then you spoke to the MP. You was able to speak to Mr. Fitzgerald Hines?
No, I spoke to the office.
You spoke to the office.
They didn't allow me to talk to him.
They didn't allow me to talk to him. Good. So you spoke to the office, and the office sent one hamper since then.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask them for assistance in terms of purchasing a wheelchair?
No, I did not. I didn't detailedly say a wheelchair. I asked them for food supplies and medical.
Food supplies and medical supplies. And mm-hmm. since then, you have received...
I did tell them that the place was not wheelchair friendly.
Okay.
And stuff like that, because Chumaka is a hill.
Yeah. So you're looking at... All right. And now, you're reaching out to John Public because you need help. What type of help do you need at this time that will try to at least give you some sort of comfort for Mr. Pierre and yourself? What would be the first thing that you want?
At the moment, Pampers, wipes, and food supply. That's mostly it.
You need Pampers, wipes, and food supply.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see my thing.
Awesome.
You know, I have a call coming through here. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
I am Red Surprise. We're on the radio. As it's not necessary, I'm going to be people on the radio. That's very, very hard to brush with the skills. But the thing is, I personally know Donna Cox, the Minister of Social Development, and this woman has go all over here. I tell you something, not adding up here, because Donna Cox, right, these people...
No, well, it's Fitzgerald. It's Fitzgerald. Hines is the MP. No, but listen, Paula. Listen, she went to Fitzgerald Hines, you know, not Donna Cox.
She not speak what I go to hear. Even though he's here for the area, Donna Cox Social Services, dog, that is the question. Does help people? She has a lot of people. That woman, bless her, picks up many times on the radio, boy. Donna Cox doesn't know about this, I believe, boy. But maybe they went to Donna Cox. She would have helped. She's like, oh, the social services, but I can see the grant for the wheelchair. And he has things every month, a card or something. Something out of the man.
All right, thanks very much. I want you to, Charisse, if it is okay with you, to give your number out on the radio at this time so that persons listening to the show can reach out to you and offer you some kind of assistance. I want you to tell persons what your cell number is, because this gentleman says that Donna Cox is the person, right? So I would like you to put your number out there. And I mean, gone are the days when you can't take an anonymous call, right? Somebody call you, you gotta take your call because you don't know what kind of help it's bringing for you. So I want you to put your number out there, Miss Lawrence, and let Trinidad and Tobago know how they can get in touch with you.
Well, my contact number is
474-9173. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Davy.
Good afternoon.
I want to shed some light for the young lady. To get a wheelchair in Fernandez compound, there is an organization. I can't remember the name of it now. She can get a wheelchair and let she go with the list of things that she will need, and she will get some assistance. Was the former Clive Panton used to run it? And now I don't know who it is running it, because I had gotten wheelchairs for other people who needed the wheelchair. So she can, I don't know if she know where Fernandez compound is, go down to the end of where it have all the buildings.
I believe that they literally now call me. I think the name of it is Phil.
Right, yes, Phil, yes. It is Phil, yes. You will
they contact me before the interview here.
And some other assistant. Thank you ever so much, Davy, for bringing her on.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Big up my producers, man. Hello, good afternoon.
Davy.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, boy, sorry. What is your role of the councillor and the member of parliament in this issue? What is their role? Their role is to attend to that person immediately and seek assistance for her. The state has assistance. So the councillor and Mr. Hines, I will hold them responsible for the situation. This needs immediate attention, immediate attention. This is a special case. And my view is the state should provide to the seller. And also the like cases, he didn't do it himself. And I'm surprised that the councillor and Mr. Hines, either listening or anybody listening, get to them immediately. Let them attend to this daily. That's part of their role, function, and responsibility. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, David, good afternoon to you. I would like to see you to the number. I myself, you know, see what I can do. In the end of the day, I'm very much proud of her that she's hold on, stick around, and she's been there. You know, congratulations to her and give her all the courage. But you see, the MP and the councillor, right? We have a territory, we could call them a cop. immediately and get some kind of, how it named that wheelchair for that person. But you see, that's how the administration, right, that's how they treat people. You understand? They take them and use them and get a vote and they help, and that was the end of it. You understand? But I will tell you something, my friend. I would like her to stay her number. And we will get in contact with her and we will try our best to see what she could do because she only wants the basic things. And then anybody in the end of the day, my friend, is that hard? You know, say, well, you could put up and do something in the end of the day, a pampers or something and
something to eat
in the end of the day, my friend. But as I said before, the minister who in charge and Mr. Hines, they could do it immediately. But you see, again, they don't care. So let me see what we can do. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much. Who is trying to reach me on real? Hello? Why did...
Hello?
This... Hold on, eh?
Hello?
Right. Okay, I'm getting you now. Let me take another call. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
What I look up a little while there. The last call every guy. What are you all dealing with there?
No. We just I can't explain it to you just yet. So take a listen and you will call me back. All right. So we're getting I wanna thank John Public so far. I'm getting somebody sending me messages here about the Feel Foundation on Richmond for Life. The E Richmond for Life, I think it is. But the Field Foundation, they are the ones that will assist you with that. Another thing we can check out too is the Rotary Club. They might have wheelchairs that they can donate to this young lady. All right, thank you very much, Texter, for that information. So, Cherise, let me talk to you a little bit about this, all right? Since this man was shot on that day, life, as far as you know it, changed drastically. What is your... Let's talk about what your nights are like, because I'm reading where it's almost impossible for him to sleep at night. What is happening at your house at night? What is going on?
Well, he, with my daughter, because of the spinal injury, he's always in pain. The pain sometimes wake him up at night, and because he cannot move his waist, I have to turn him every 2 hours. So when he gets up in pain, I have to get up to turn him and empty. But he has a catheter.
Well,
he can't go off on his own or pee on his own. So I got to empty bag, flip him, turn him, and stuff like that.
Wow.
So he wouldn't get any bed sores, aren't he?
What about your family?
And to try to comfort him.
What about your family? Really? Your family, you know, you as a young lady, this come and happen, and you know, in a position where you have to say for better or for worse, rich or poor, sickness and in health, you're really being put to the test right now. What is your family members saying? Your mom, dad, relatives, aunts, what are they saying about this situation that you are now found yourself in?
Everybody is supportive. We've been together 3 years, so my family, you know, his family, everything like that, so. Everyone tries to help as much as possible.
So you get, so other relatives, they come and, I mean, they have their own lives to live as well, eh, man? So we go try and help you, we will try and sustain you. But everybody, you know, they still have their life to live at the end of the day and they have their bills and their things to pay. But they do lend you some assistance, Cherise, is that what you're saying? So they do lend assistance to you, yeah?
I'm hearing the last part of
it. The relatives, they do at times try their best to give you a little assistance.
Yeah. Some have day off, they will come for a day.
Okay. Cherise, I can only imagine what you are experiencing. I can only imagine. I can't pretend to say I know what you're going through because I would be lying. I am thinking about it right now and I don't know if I was in your situation, how I would feel. All right. So I want to tell you, thanks so much for sharing your story. I will be giving out your number. Cherise Lawrence can be reached at 474-9173.
It's 474-9173.
Yes, 474-9173. Right?
Thank you.
So any assistance, Charisse, just know that we at Freedom will, and Guardian Media will do our best to put that information out. And anything that we can collect on your behalf, you will be contacted by the producers to be able to get for us to find a way to get it to you. I not going, Mama Gaia. I not driving up Chumaka, because, you know, you could dead in them areas. You understand? But we will figure it out. You go and get it. Me and going, Mama Gaia, you know, I not sugarcoating. I feel your pain. We will do our best to assist you and get stuff to you. But I not driving up there. I'm very sorry. Forgive me, eh? I will send
it's
it,
okay.
I will send it in a taxi, but I don't want to dead. If I dead, I can't help you. So I need to be alive to help you. All right? But I want to...
It wouldn't die. How are you so sure? The Iran is not as bad as people.
Well, you live in there, so you go know. me stranger, coming up there. I had to put on all the glass in my car. If I all the cold breeze I want to enjoy,
oh my,
I had to put it down. I had to take off my hat. Don't wear no shades.
Serious.
And I had to try to not watch nobody funny because I want to make it back down the hill alive. I've been to Chumakak once in my life, many, many, many years ago, back in 2006, 2007, thereabouts. And listen to me, I'm telling you, I empathize with anyone in those areas that are in dire need of basic necessities of life. I, Davy Murray, will do my best to help you. But I can't promise you I'm coming up there now, Charisse. Meet me by the taxi stand, girl. Imagine I meeting a girl up in Chumakak and I want to date this girl. Meet my taxi stand and I put her back a taxi and send you off. Oh, God, we can laugh a little bit, girl. We can laugh a little bit. But I want to say, Charisse, that we love you. And I truly, truly salute you and respect you as a young woman. Taking on the responsibilities, you got into the relationship with Nathan. This sad turn of events took place, and you did not abandon him. I am quite certain people are coming at you. It will be quite easy for you to pick up and just go and get an next man and move on with your life and leave he to fend for himself with his relatives. But you have stuck with him, and you have proven what true love really is. And I want to commend you. You're coming for high praises this afternoon, Gil. High, high, high praises. You understand? The blessings coming. Your blessings coming. I have a song I'm going to play for you. I'll play a song for you after the news. I'll play a little song for you.
Thank you.
A little coffee. Somebody saying coffee. I'll play a night. I want you to keep put your radio on Freedom 106.5 FM right after the newscast. I'm going to play a nice little song for you. You are a beautiful person with a wonderful spirit, and you will be truly blessed. Trust and believe. Trust and believe. Young people today, they love you. It's not matrimony anymore, you know. It's match your money. That's what it is right now. Matrimony out the door. It's match your money. But you have shown us that true love never fails. So, Charisse, we love you. All of us here. All our listeners. We truly, truly love you. I speak for all of them. No, none of them will WhatsApp me or text me and tell me they don't love Charisse Lawrence. Nobody. We love you, Gil. And keep up the good work. And do not make us strangers. Be in touch with Melissa from time to time. Let's get some updates on how his health and condition is going. All right?
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have yourself a blessed and productive afternoon. Bye-bye.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.